Man does not live by bread alone, nor does he live without bread at all. Roosevelt's 1939 State of the Union Address promises to sacrifice neither spiritual nor material values. Each will enhance the other. We will show our ability to maintain both, he says. We are off on a race to make democracy work.
There comes a time in the affairs of men when they must prepare to defend not their homes alone, but the tenets of faith and humanity on which their churches, their governments, and their very foundations are set. The defense of religion, of democracy, and of good faith among nations is all the same fight. To save one, we must now make up our minds to save all. We have learned that long before any overt military act, aggression begins with preliminaries of propaganda, subsidized penetration, the loosening of ties of goodwill, the stirring of prejudice, and the incitement to disunion. We have learned that God-fearing democracies of the world, which observe the sanctity of treaties and good faith in their dealings with other nations, cannot safely be indifferent to international lawlessness anywhere. If another form of government can present a united front in its attack on a democracy, the attack must and will be met by a united democracy. Such a democracy can and must exist in the United States. A dictatorship may command the full strength of a regimented nation, but the united strength of a democratic nation can be mustered only when its people, educated by modern standards to know what is going on and where they are going, have conviction that they are receiving as large a share of opportunity for development, as large a share of material success and of human dignity as they have a right to receive. Our nation's program of social and economic reform is therefore a part of defense, a part as basic as armaments themselves. Never have there been 6 years of such far-flung internal preparedness in all our history. And this has been done without any dictator's power to command, without conscription of labor or confiscation of capital, without concentration camps, and without a scratch on freedom of speech, freedom of the press, or the rest of the Bill of Rights. We are off on a race to make democracy work so that we may be efficient in peace and therefore secure in national defense. Once I prophesied that this generation of Americans had a rendezvous with destiny. That prophecy comes true. To us, much is given. More is expected. This generation will nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope of earth.